You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number two was brought to you by 5-11 by Carl Malone. Go check them out online, 511tactical.com. Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. We are in hour number three, and our new sponsor for this hour, Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. It's over on St. Charles Avenue, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Hour three, we'll hear from the Graf at some point this hour to talk a little bit after Pelicans practice day number two that has been put into the books. Open locker room, it's just begun. Jordan over there taking care of us from that standpoint. So you'll hear that tomorrow when we were there at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. And then, of course, we've been talking about Sean Payton and what he had to say a little bit earlier in his conference call. Also, if you'd like to chime in on what Joe Burrow had to say, his take on the California law that passed and being able to have players make money off of their likeness and such. We've gotten a few calls on that already. Feel free to chime in and touch on that. First, though, Joey, welcome everybody officially to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
Wave your hand like you just don't care. Left or right, Joey, and in the studio there. Get on up. Avenue Wines and Spirits, our three sponsor. Time for some words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Thank you there. Shot G in the Digital Underground. So let's see some of the other topics that I'd love to get into here as well. This hour that I hadn't touched on just yet in the importance of it. Did you see over the weekend in the Raider game? And it was for the Raiders. Perfect hits a player in the helmet and he is now suspended for the season. And it's interesting to me, the punishment and the penalty on it, right? In that Vontaze Burfict, it's cost them the rest of the season. So the Raiders linebacker had a helmet-to-helmet with the tight end, Jack Doyle. He was ejected from the Raiders' 31-24 win for lowering the helmets, what the NFL says, to make contact off the hit early in that second quarter. He will appeal the suspension, but again, he's on his way back here. They're playing in London. The Raiders are this weekend. The discipline marks the longest punishment ever handed down for an on-field act in NFL history. It's unprecedented. Now, part of the reason apparently this took place is the reputation that Burfict has. Repeat violator of player safety rules. NFL VP of football operations Don Runyan said in a league release that Burfict was suspended for lowering his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent and for repeat violations of unnecessary roughness calls. There were no mitigating circumstances on this play. Your contact was unnecessary. Flagrant. And should have been avoided. For your actions, you are penalized and disqualified for the game. Following each of your previous rule violations, you were warned by me and each of the jointly appointed appeal officers that future violations would result in escalated accountability measures. However, you have continued to flagrantly abuse rules designed to protect yourself and your opponents from unnecessary risk. Your extensive history of rules violations is factored into this decision regarding accountability measures. So, he's done for the year. Now, Frank Reich, the Colts head coach, on Monday said he was pleased to see Burfict's punishment. As the Oakland take, John Gruden on the suspension.
I'm not really going to say anything. I'm Dr. Runyon in the league office. He knows how I feel. It hurts our team really bad. I'm anxious to see what the appeal says. I'm not happy about it at all. I don't want to say anything else. I'm obviously upset about it.
Again, it's never happened before. I think what's key is, in Runyon's statement there from the NFL, repeat violation. Because you immediately see this, and you see the hit. I mean, it's tough to watch. I mean, it's not only helmet to helmet, receivers coming across the middle, and Burfict's there waiting, lowering, and just, I mean, you see the Colts head, your player, his head just, I mean, it's like a bobblehead doll off the hit. It's brutal. But I think when you first saw that play and you first started seeing reports that he could be done for the year, that first initial instinct is fear of, wait a minute, it's sort of like you saw last year at LSU with Devin White and, you know, targeting, you done for a game and stuff. Are we entering an area where if you have a tough to watch, a violent hit, that you could be suspended for the season? I think the key is repeat violations, warnings, repeat warnings, told several times to not do this. So I think that's where it comes from. Derek Carr, Raider quarterback.
The hard thing for me to understand is we say, you know, we're all about people, but sometimes we don't get to know people, right? I think he's one of the most misunderstood people in the NFL. He quickly turned into one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. He's one of the most genuine, awesome people I've ever been around. He's a great teammate. He works his tail off, and he's a great guy, to be honest with you. I know that he's had history in other places, but I think people change. I don't think he was trying to hurt that man. You know, we see other people choking people out, and they're going to play this Sunday. We see other people hitting people in the helmets, and they're going to play this Sunday. And Vontaze Burfict won't play the rest of the year. I think that's a little excessive, if you ask me.
Now, the other incident that Carr is referring to is Odell Beckham Jr. was kind of being choked out on the play. No flag. Shockingly. Now, the suspension is Burfict's fourth during his NFL career and the third time he's been hit with a ban for on-field incidents in 2016. Burfict was suspended 3 games for multiple violations of player safety rules. So he's been sat three games before. In 2017, suspended 5 games for a hit to a defensive player, which reduced to 3 games upon appeal. So a total of 6, if you're keeping up. In 2018, Burfict missed 4 games for violation of the NFL's PED policy. That's 10 total games he's missed. He's also been slapped with multiple fines for illegal hits throughout his career. So again, I think this was just an escalation of violations. And I think that's important to understand here, because I think, again, when you see this, and if you don't know his history as a player, you might as a fan go, whoa, 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 Marshawn Lattimore hits Evans in the head, you're going to get, like, tossed for the season. But it is an interesting punishment, right? Do you think that is going to help limit, I guess, hits like that? I mean, clearly this might have a little something more to do about the player, right? Considered dirty, suspended for PEDs, what have you. So he's tossed for the year, but it's never been done before. Obviously, here in New Orleans, we know what, you know, never been done before. Suspend a coach for a year. This is the first player ever by the NFL to suspend him for the season. Derek Carr continuing to defend his teammate.
The hard thing for me to understand is we say we're all about people, but sometimes we don't get to know people, right? I think he's one of the most misunderstood people in the NFL.
He said that several times over and over again in his ability to try to do that here as well. One thing else wanted to play, Mike Golic from this morning from Golic and Wingo, about the California law. And again, I played little bit ago what Joe Burrow had to say. He agrees with it. It's great. That's what Goalie had to say.
The NCAA is going to give this up before any of this actually comes to pass legally because they are so scared of the alternative, they're willing to concede in the meantime so they can go back and reinforce the castle wall.
So I'd love to hear your opinion on it, on what you think about the ability to have players do that. So now Chip on Twitter says, I sound like I'm more in love with Barrett than Jordan is in love with the Bears. He probably had half of those stats in one game against the Rams, and Winston still had a Winston moment through a pick six in the fourth quarter to make things interesting. Chip, I hear you. I'm just telling you, the guy has 9 sacks. I don't care if it came in one game. He still had to sack the quarterback that many times. I mean, I don't know how you're trying to quantify whether or not he's good or not. He has 9 sacks in 4 games. It's pretty good to me. Okay, if he got 7 in one game against a terrible team, still got 7. You know? I'm just saying, that's definitely a storyline. He absolutely is a storyline going into this game. He's somebody the Saints have to look at. Right? And the game you're referring to is the one that they actually lost. He had 1 sack against the Rams last week, just 1. But he caused a couple of big plays and turnovers with hits on golf. Against the Giants, he had 4 sacks. Against Carolina, he had 3 sacks. Against the Niners, he had 1. So that's the breakdown of his 9 sacks. He only had 1 last week. Sack. But if you look at the plays that he made, hitting golf, right, was he throwing it? I think it becomes a pick six. Another interception as well. He was just all over the field. Again, don't take my word for it, dude. Go click any game and click the highlights and you'll see he's there. So yeah, he's standing out. Number 58. Can't miss him. Coming off the edge and doing that. So I'm not in love with him. I'm just telling you, he's definitely a guy that you have to pay attention to going into this game. 800-998-1003. Waylon says the O-line needs to stop with the holding calls. Teddy Bridgewater is looking good, but every time he gets a good drive going, we're moving backwards with penalties more than we're moving forward. Music's Soul Child, here is his top storylines. Stop the run, Lattimore versus Evans, and reduce penalties. So he's going with stopping the run. See, I'm going with stopping the pass. I mean, again, I say that because you only have 3 touchdowns for Tampa Bay this year on the ground, 15 in the air. Both of those receivers, I mean, darn near identical stats. So he's going to both. And then after those two, it's not even close. They're in the 30s receptions, everybody else single digits. He's throwing to those two receivers. It's Evans and Godwin. So Lattimore and Apple, here it comes. Here are your opportunities to make some plays. So you wonder, do the Saints play more zone today or on Sunday? Do they stick with man and try to pressure up front and try to have Jameis Winston make quick decisions and get back to the Jameis Winston that, you know, as Chip said, have Jameis Winston moments and throw some interceptions? It's something to kind of think about. Maybe Bruce on Twitter. Lattimore will do good. Always plays up to better competition. Him and Evans have been having a little fun going back and forth, right? Sometimes last year, beginning of this season, Evans kind of won that matchup, but it's definitely one since Lattimore has been in here with the Saints that's gone, I don't even say back and forth, just it's been fun to watch. You like to see that kind of competitiveness. So take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear from Sean Payton, what he had to say from earlier this morning as open locker rooms underway there as well. Bottom of the hour, Kenny Farrell. We'll talk a little soccer with him. And at some point here in a little bit, hopefully we'll hear from the Graph following practice number 2 in Pelicans training camp. We spoke with Jake Madison. If you miss any of our interviews throughout the day or the show, you can always catch us on our SoundCloud page at the end of the show. Jordan puts it up there, links to it as well over on Twitter. So you definitely want to follow us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Don't forget, Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. It's over on St. Charles Avenue, 2025. And remember, free delivery for orders over $20. They got such fine, rare spirits like Japanese whiskeys, including an 18-year-old Yamasaki. They sell glass bottle wine. If you're hungry, they have a deli there. You want to relax, have a cigar. They got a cigar room there as well. So go check them out. 2025 St. Charles Avenue. It's past Felicity Street there. The Plaza, Avenue Plaza Resort, Trolley Stop Cafe, Walgreens. That's kind of in that area where it's at. So go check them out. It's the Sports Hangover, and you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Now it's up to you. We
can make a secret rendezvous. Blue Wand Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wand and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wand Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. The Graph, waiting to speak with David Griffin. Then he will hop on and chat with us, as apparently at practice, something took place that has him going, you've got to go see it. So I'm going right now, look at it, at Pels NBA, their official Twitter account. See Daniel Salerson tweeting a video of Lonzo Ball knocking down three threes in a row. See, apparently there was there's JJ shooting a three. Apparently there was some sort of alley-oop that took place that was pretty sick. So as soon as I find it, I will play the audio for you. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in here. One of the things that Sean Payton said this morning as well is some of the roles of different players that he'd like to sort of see kind of increase, including Latavius Murray.
His role, I would say more than anything else, our play numbers are down. And so, honestly, I expect more touches for him and more opportunities for offense.
And we talked about it last week, just that type of game and who you were going to be able to use, I think, a little bit more. You saw more targets for Jared Cook, and then you also saw an opportunity for Latavius Murray. Todd Graffanini joining us here while he waits for David Griffin. Graff, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Gus, what's going on, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm trying to find the alley-oop, apparently, that you said that I have got to see.
Well, if you can't find it now, just stick around. It'll be on loop.
Oh,
on every
there it is. Here it is. Was that from out of bounds? Where did the pass come from?
Pretty much.
So that was an inbounds play.
Yeah. They were running situations at the end of a ball game. Basically with 3 seconds left, and yeah, Lonzo threw that one from out of bounds, which you really can't see, but there should be better shots of it,
mm-hmm.
because, again, it's going to go national tonight, Gus, I promise you.
Okay.
It will be on ESPN, is that the ball actually hit the backboard. So he basically took it off the backboard and dunked it. We're talking about Zion Williamson, in case people don't know.
Okay.
It's funny because the media was in there for about 10 minutes,
right?
And we have not seen anything like that. And all the workouts that I've watched, and I've watched a bunch of them, and they basically got a money shot in the last 10 minutes of practice number two of training camp. So, that was pretty phenomenal.
Here you go. They've taken it from Ed Daniels at SportsCenter, now has that Lonzo, the Zion alley-oop connection. It has now been viewed 210,000 times. So
yeah,
you said it.
It will be well over a million tonight. No question.
Oh, well, welcome to the Zion era, right? I'm having trouble here. That was an inbounds play. And you know what's crazy is, and you can see it come off the backboard now that you mentioned it, Gentry is just smiling. I mean, that I can coach the team with that. Hey, out of the inbounds, Lonzo, just throw it off the backboard. Zion, go get it. Ready? Break.
Yeah, I'd be smiling too. No, I'm smiling because I'm going to get a chance to watch this every night. But the cool part about it is it's not just those two guys. You've got a bunch that are really hungry. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be really fascinating to watch this team gel. And again, this is just the second day of practice. They've been going at it very, very hard. A lot of the practice, really the first half, three quarters of practice has been basic instruction, from Chris Finch, the offensive assistant, and Jeff Bezdelic, the new defensive assistant. A mm-hmm. lot of stress on communication. More, I would say, Gus, a lot more defensive stuff than we've seen, as far as the offensive stuff. They really want to get the defense to where it's a top 10, maybe a top 5 defensive team in the league. And, Gus, if that does become the case, this is going to be a very difficult team to beat because I promise you they're going to score a lot of points.
What's crazy to me, Todd, as you're saying it, I'm just looking at this play over and over again. Jackson Hayes was under the basket watching. He was not on the court for that design play. You could run that same play for him because I think Jackson Hayes gets above the rim a little more than Zion does. He's a little taller and he has a little more hops on it. It's just the athleticism, man, that really stands out to me. Already, I get it's practice. I understand it's those, but you've been watching a lot of those workouts. This team is athletic at a lot of different positions, a lot different. Todd, while you didn't cover them, you watched a lot of their games. And, you know, as a fan last year in the several past seasons, we've never had this kind of athleticism on the basketball floor.
Well, not only that, but the depth too, Gus. And there's going to be a lot of moving parts, a lot of interchangeable parts. And the thing about it, you've got to have, all right, you've got a 15-man roster, okay? You can have 12 active per game. Which means, now, you know, I was joking about this with Daniel Salishan, they really hadn't had many healthy scratches in the past, Gus, because they've been bitten by the injury bug so badly. But they're going to be, you know, hopefully, if you knock on wood, the health continues to be what we've seen over the last couple months, besides the Darius Miller injury, unfortunately. But, you know, they're going to be 3 healthy scratches, guys that could play each and every night. And, you know, depending on what type of rotation Alvin Gentry is going to have, you could have even one or two more guys that can absolutely be playing out there in different positions that might not play due to just it being too deep. So, yeah, it's a good problem to have. And, again, this is just the second day of training camp, Gus, so there's going to be a lot more instruction in the next few days. I know that open practice on Saturday, the tickets are out. I would hope people are going to get a chance to come on out and watch this team reel because it's just fun. It's just fun. It's entertaining. And the group is really gelling early as they've been they've been with each other for about a month, month and a half now. So it's been cool to watch them actually out there on the court and doing this for real because think about it, Gus, the first preseason game is a week from yesterday.
Yeah. Speaking to the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans here in your home for Pelicans basketball, the flagship station, Todd Graffinini at NT Graffs, the way to follow over on Twitter. You're going to get a chance to talk with David Griffin here in a second. When we can hear that, I want you to wrap up with that in a quick second. One more question, though, on practice before I let you go. A lot's being made about Lonzo Ball's new shooting motion. We're finally getting to see that on video. You've watched a lot of these practices. Him making threes isn't surprising to you right now, is it?
No, Fred Vinson has really worked with him endlessly to get that shot going. It's just a more consistent look. And my colleague Daniel Salerson, who you will hear on every broadcast right here on your flagship station for Pelicans basketball, we were basically right to the left of the media scrum, and Lonzo was working on his threes, and he was shooting right corner threes, Gus. And literally right in front of us, and Daniel has a great view of it on Twitter. Follow D. Salerson on Twitter. Lonzo made 9 in a row from the corner. And I tweeted after it. I can confirm because it was right in front of me. I bet you could count on one hand the amount of times he made 9 three-pointers in a row. But there he was doing it, Gus. And it's just the stroke, it's just fluid. It's just really fluid now. You don't see that hitch. That we've seen in the past. It's a much more consistent release point. He's getting good rotation of the ball, and Gus, it's paying off, man. I mean, he is shooting the ball very well. But I saw that during workouts, Gus. But I think it's even better now than what it was even just a couple of weeks ago.
It's funny you said it because I think we both know a certain individual that literally was shouting at Lonzo Ball to keep shooting it when the Pels played the Lakers a couple of seasons ago. So it's a slight difference from shoot it to, hey, now he's making and draining threes. The open practice, Fearless Alvin on Twitter. That Zion dunk got me so excited for the open practice. I need it. Open practice Saturday at the Smoothie King Center. What can you tell us about the details? It's open and free.
Yeah, it is, and I would get there early because it's there's going to be, they had 7,000 last year. They almost filled the lower bowl. You can forget about that. I would be shocked if there were less than 13, 14,000 people there
now,
on
Todd,
Saturday night.
The key, it is free, right? So you don't need a ticket.
Free.
You don't need
Absolutely
to go to the website
free.
To go print a ticket or anything.
Nope.
You go.
Nope. It's free. I know it was up on SeatGeek. If you get the SeatGeek app, and I know all the tickets have been out for a while. Hopefully people will grab them. And like I said, get there early, 6 to 8, doors open at 5, and just come on in, enjoy the fun, enjoy the atmosphere, and watch this team. No one's had a chance to watch this team in its entirety. So, this is your shot before we head to Atlanta on Sunday.
You know, something else that kind of gives me an opportunity to kind of touch on it here, wrapping up with Todd Graffinini, voice of the Pels here, is I think you have a lot of guys that with that little chip on their shoulder in a good way, they just want to go out there and prove themselves. They want to go show that they can play ball. I think the Lakers guys want to show that they can play. Lonzo says, look, let me run the type of offense and let me do what I can do best. And he's going to get that opportunity here. Zion's eager to prove that he belongs in this. Derek Favors says, look, I can play offense. Give me an opportunity. JJ told Zion, don't bleep it up for me. I want to go to the playoffs. You have a collective of guys that I think are going to lend to the team playing hard and playing every night. And you and I text for seasons. That's something that on a lot of nights, you and I wondered who had money in Vegas.
It's really unbelievable, Gus. We talked about it. It's a clean slate. How many times in the NBA or really any sports organization, professional organization, where you have a complete reboot? And it's very, very rare if it ever happens at all. So you've got, like you said, a lot of guys that have a chance now to prove themselves. You've got a great mixture of youth, experience, and young experience as well. So, Gus, I'm pretty fired up. I was sitting in those bleachers today, and I'm ready to go, man. I am ready to go.
Well, it is now up to over 300,000 views and counting.
Uh-huh.
Here it is. Zion literally dunking from an inbound pass on the sideline. Ty Graffanini, voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, right here on your flagship ESPN New Orleans. We'll hear that call on Monday. Looking forward to it, my friend. We'll touch base with you, obviously, on that day and a little bit more. There he goes. Coming up next, Kenny Farrell. Talk a little soccer as he walking into the studio now. Hour 3 brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits. Go check them out. Literally, any orders over $20, they'll freely deliver it to you. Free delivery. Anything over $20. 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Go check them out. They sell wine by the glass. Check out their deli. There's a cigar room there as well. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans. Home and Tractor is ready for fall with the largest selection of John Deere tractors ever. They have a 50-horsepower tractor package with front loader, 6-foot rotary cutter, and box blade for only $25,844. Visit Home and Tractor today next to the tunnel. Special packages like the 302.5E tractor with loader, box blade, and 20-foot tube-top trailer with brakes for only $22,300. And you can get 0% financing. You heard me right. Get the best price and 0% financing. All packages are limited to inventory on hand. These deals are available for a limited time, so visit Home Attractor today and see why they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Visit Home Attractor today next to the tunnel. Sale ends October 31st, 2019. Subject to credit approval. Down payment may be required. See dealer for details. Visit Home Attractor today next to the tunnel.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to save even more on the supplies you need, like great deals going on during our Hitachi clearance event. Hitachi's now Metabo HPT. Same tools, new name, means big savings for you. Plus, save 20% every day on in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when purchased by the pallet. And for a limited time, you can get an additional 5% off all categories with custom quotes of $1,000 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Shingle selection varies by location. 5% offer valid in-store only through 10-4. Visit your pro desk for details. U.S. only.
You need a work shoe that looks so good you can wear it straight from the job out to dinner? Then look no further than Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes. Skechers Work Shoes come in a variety of great styles that look just as good on the job as off. Plus, they're super comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. They feel as good as opening your paycheck after a hefty week of overtime. And speaking of your paycheck, Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes won't break the bank. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400. Or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery, get results.
Hi, this is Todd Graffanini, radio voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Starting on October 3rd, join me for Pelicans Weekly every Thursday throughout the season. We'll have exclusive interviews with Pelicans coaches, players, and executives. Plus, we'll take you around the NBA. Join us for Pelicans Weekly starting October 3rd on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Kenny Farrell.
Hey,
Coach, of your New Orleans Jesters, have been overseas, been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
You're doing better than Christian Pulisic, apparently. Although we did make the national men's soccer team as the roster was announced.
Yeah.
Wow. That ought to tell you how he's doing right now, where the headline is, he made the roster. Like, I didn't know there was a doubt that he was going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why
A year ago, that would have been the case, would it?
But that's what I'm getting at. Like, yeah,
he was the savior
headline
of U.S.
reads,
soccer.
Christian Pulisic makes.
Yeah.
U.S. men's national team roster, Sergino Dest absent amid Netherlands link. But my point, though, is the headline's written in a way to make you think, despite what's going on, he made the roster.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. There was doubt that he would make the national roster?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, he's like,
what's going on with Chelsea? Because he was left off, apparently, this week's squad going for the UCL clash.
Yeah. Well, look, Chelsea are not doing well. I mean, I think they're seventh or eighth in the English Premier League right now. They're not doing particularly well. They've got a new manager in there. They're expected to be in the top four, if not challenging for the league. It's not going to happen this year. They're going to just challenge for one of the top five or six spots so they can get into European competition next year. But if the team's not doing well, and he's not getting in the team,
right?
He's not in favor. I'd be looking to go somewhere else at this point.
He hadn't played since August 31st.
Right, it's terrible. It is terrible.
We're now in October.
But, you know, from the U.S. national men's point of view, it's not good, is it? Loan him out. Let him play for someone else. Let him play. Let him get his time in. So that he can keep up his game. I mean, he's on the bench, but he's not being used off the bench.
It's just
he's
interesting because, again, it cost them $64 million to get that transfer over from Dortmund.
Yeah.
So but
it was under a different coach.
Right.
I mean, the coach.
Do you think
that's
what this is? It's just, we see it in the NFL, we see it in basketball, baseball, people that have their own guys and their own system, their own philosophies, and their own players.
When you're coaching a team, you've got to have great confidence in the player's ability to get the job done that you need done on the pitch, right?
Okay.
The coach will understand the talent, and he'll either believe in it or he won't believe in it. And your job is through training and through games is to make sure that he can't leave you out. And that's not happening. He hasn't got the confidence of the coach. And the coach is putting him in the category of he's a developmental player. Well, he's a developmental player that's been playing very well in the Bundesliga in Germany with Dortmund and was a huge transfer fee. They paid, I think, $63 million. To bring him to Chelsea last year, and he's not ready to play. So what is this? Oh, I mean, what's going to happen? Is he next year's player, the year after? Well, I can tell you right now, the development, if that's what they're talking about, that he was getting when he was playing for Dortmund, is far better than sitting on the bench for Chelsea and just doing practice games and maybe getting some minutes in a reserve game. I don't even know if he's doing that. So he's not in a good position right now. He really isn't. He hasn't got the confidence of the coach. The national team's going to suffer. I don't know who's going to push out at Chelsea right now. I just don't think it looks like a good situation.
It's a little interesting. No doubt, obviously, got a bunch of games going on a little bit later today. The game that he was not on the squad today, and it's actually just started underway here, 2 o'clock Central. Chelsea's hosting Lille.
Lille.
Okay, Lille. There he is. Yeah, so he's not on the squad.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. So it's a European Champions League game. It's very big. Chelsea got into that not by being in the top four of the English Premier League, but by winning the Europa Cup last year, which is a second-tier European competition. And, you know, this would be your chance to play some different players in this one. I don't think Lille are of the top level of the English Premier League. They're in the French.
Is it a message being sent, though, that you're not on the squad for this?
Look, there was an article out this week that he supposedly is very frustrated at his lack of playing time, and Lampard, the coach, has really positioned him as someone that's not ready to play yet. He needs to do more.
I read that. He needs to learn.
He needs to learn. Really? Right.
Well, you've told me before that the pitch practice on the pitch is how you decide. Because I've asked you before. How do you determine who gets the start and who gets the minutes and who your subs? And you said you got to do it on the practice pitch.
Well, there is, but, you know, there's also the squads are far bigger these days than they used to be for the teams that play in multiple competitions, such as the European Champions League has been played today. Excuse me. So you would have a lot more players than back in the day when you just usually, play in the league. That's what you played in, and an open cup, basically. So you have more players. So you shift them around and you use them. You have different squads for different competitions. You look at the opposition. First of all, you'll have your core. That will probably never change. The backbone of the team will never change. You look for man-on-man matchups when you're playing somebody to see if it's a mismatch and you might make a change. Or you'll put somebody in if you want to change tactics going forward and you play a different formation. He's not making any one of those.
Again, games are underway. Messi back for Barcelona. They're down 1-0 right now to Inter Milan in the 40th minute.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say underwhelming, but at some point, like, it just seems – are we at a crossroads with Messi's career? Sort of – look, he gets games and goals and stuff, but is it more about starting to get to with championships with him?
Whatever team he's on? There's not a team on the planet that wouldn't put him down as the starting player at any team.
Right.
Or any national team or any club team. So you can't diminish anything about Messi. But, look, he's getting older, so it's going to be longer to recover from injuries. He might be getting a little slower, you never know, but look, the guy's a genius, an absolute genius, and if he's focused and if he's fit, he'll carry that team towards the end of the season, and Barcelona will start doing better with him when he's fit.
Lille and Chelsea knotted up at 1 in the 41st minute there, so what does that say about Chelsea? You just said Lille and exactly one of the top ones.
No, well look, they're in the French, in the French first division, and Chelsea should be expected to be able to go on away and win that game. When you look at the quality of the players they have, the salaries that they have, you know, on that team, they should go and win it. But again, it's European Champions League, and they're away. So you know, a point for them, a tie might be a good result. I wouldn't say so. I think they have to bring home a victory from that one.
Looks like Liverpool's having a pretty good game, 3-1.
I hate talking about them because, you know, being a Manchester United fan, this is really hard to watch. Liverpool are simply brilliant at the moment, the best team in the world, along with Manchester City. Maybe, you know, they're just playing incredible stuff. So I expect them to continue winning until they hit injuries. The chemistry in the dressing room, the leadership from the top, from the captain and from the coach just seems to be really, really good. And they've just got talent everywhere. I mean, they're meeting their level of play every time they step on the field. And even though they had the probably toughest game last weekend against Sheffield United, a game that you would think that they would walk through, they won it 1-0 on a goalkeeper error from the other team. But the one day that they did have a subpar performance, they still pull off the win.
Anything else stand out to you? Dortmund getting a win?
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe they should take Pulisic back on loan for the U.S. men's national, for the sake of the U.S. men's national team.
Right.
No, but when it comes to the European Cup, it's going to come down to one, two, or three teams. But I really think the English are going to dominate it again with Liverpool and Manchester City. I think that's where it's going. Manchester City are just brilliant. And Liverpool are brilliant, and I think they can take on and beat any team in the European Cup right now. So,
all right, so you got some games in action today. Mm-hmm. Anything else to keep in and focus on coming up over here on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's the English Premier League, which is the one we generally cover, is changing. Liverpool and Manchester City, I've always said, are at the top. Forget it. They're going to be one or two, whichever way they come in. It's what's happening behind it. The story is Leicester City. Leicester City are in third position in the English Premier League. Remember, out of the blue, about 4 years ago, they won the Premiership.
Yeah,
beginning of the season, they were 5,000-1, I think it was. So
nice
bet. 500 or 5,000. Yeah. Okay,
you just went to Europe a little bit ago. You wouldn't happen to.
It was a massive bet.
Left some pounds, huh?
But they're up there again. But here's the story: Brendan Rodgers, who was with Celtic and was with Liverpool, then went to Celtic in Scotland, but had great success there, is now took over Leicester City last year and positioning them because they're not a big club. They are a well-known club, but they're not a big club. That coach is going to be some of the teams that should be doing better than they are right now. Are going to start looking for a coach, and I think he might be one that would be a hot property. But so keep your eye on Leicester City. I think they can make the top four, which would be amazing in England. And I think their game this week is against Liverpool at Liverpool. So there's a possibility that Liverpool could drop points for the first time this weekend. And I actually would, if I was taking a bet, I'd probably take it on Leicester getting a tie, maybe even sneaking a win up there against Liverpool.
Okay, well, there you go. Head Coach Kenny Farrell at Nola Jesters is the way to follow over on Twitter. Again, keep my eye out on Barcelona. They're trailing right now 1-0.
Is that your team, Barcelona?
I like Messi. I really do like Messi.
Yeah,
I'm Spanish-Italian, so,
oh,
you know.
God.
My family's from Sevilla.
You got to pick something better than Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You picked Man City or Man U.
Yeah, but
how's that any difference?
That was handed down from...
Oh, is that what that is? That was handed down
from my dad.
Well, I'm trying to follow where Pulisic's at, but he can't play anywhere. So, how about next week we kind of focus on that U.S. men's national roster because they're going to start qualifying in all these different cups. Right, that they're going to be going on
the Nations League, and there is stories about that. It's brand new, and should they even be playing in it?
Right. So let's focus on that next week and some of the players on there, because let's just say Pulisic isn't the great hope for America. Well, then who is? Who's the player for the U.S.?
Gus, I think it's you.
It's definitely not me.
Gotta get you out the
We're in some serious trouble considering
that
I have zero minutes on the pitch. Oh, I see what you just did there. You don't know either.
I know what the answer is.
That's not good.
It's not looking good. Let's see. Let's see what the next game pulls.
The clock is ticking, right? I mean, you're going to have to, make the next World Cup. It's not a guarantee they're making it.
It's not a guarantee.
No, it doesn't look good. You would have liked to seen some signs. Sports Hangover wraps things up. Hour 3, brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits. Kenny, did you know anything over $20, we will deliver to you freely. 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod and Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Gisclair. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and the Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I will work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator, paid for by Jerry Gisclair campaign.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Join POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodeau on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the first ever POV pop-up Thibodeau tailgate. Food and shopping with live music sponsored by Stellar Media and a game zone sponsored by ESPN Radio. Visit POVpopup.com for more information.
Join us for Nicholls State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nicholls Sports, ESPN 100.3. October 5th as the Colonels open up their home game against Central Arkansas. Our radio broadcast is sponsored in part by Brian Fontenot, candidate for State Representative District 55, Waggisback Oil, and Droppin' Things. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
going to play a little more sound here before we wrap up, but just one final thing to wrap up with Kenny before you walk out of here.
Go ahead.
We were talking about during the break. I asked you, like, at the end of that segment, who is, and you said me. And I said, look, regardless if you're a soccer fan or not, you probably at least should have people that aren't soccer fans know who the country's best soccer player is. And you said, well, everyone knows who Alex Morgan is, Megan Rapinoe, and, you know, and the women, and you're right. The women's soccer team players, I bet you non-soccer fans could name one, if not two or three players from that team.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, Zach Ertz's wife is on there. You know, Drew Holiday's wife play. I mean, like, I know five or six off the top of my head. Right. And.
Yeah, no, like, you know, they're not household names. A lot of the names on the men's national team might be names that in soccer families that watch the U.S. national team all the time and they're totally bought in. But on a general across the nation, no, there's no one sticks out right now. Former players do. Landon Donovan, McBride, you can go through it, Tim Howard. But there isn't one right now. But that tells you, I think that tells you a little bit about where they're at. And I really think this all goes back to a couple of two things. One is they left the search to replace Bruce Arena for 15 months, I think it was.
And you said it.
I kept saying it. You're losing a year.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to do that firing, you need to do it immediately. Yeah. You need to know who's coming in.
They played a political game. They waited until all the fuss was over.
You don't see that anywhere else. Like the Saints are, not that they would, but you wouldn't see a team fire a head coach and wait over a year.
A calendar year.
I'm just saying you wouldn't see that anywhere, right? The NBA wouldn't wait.
Any other country would be so invested in the soccer team that they would be murdered. They'd be going crazy looking for the new coach, you know?
No, I hear you.
And then they hire an underwhelming coach.
Have you seen the video of Zion dunking? You're saying it? It's now up to 400,000 views.
No, in fact, I haven't. I'm delighted for him, though.
Lonzo Ball. It's a inbounds play. Lonzo Ball standing on the sideline, inbounds, throws an alley-oop. The ball actually hits the backboard. Zion takes it off the backboard and puts it in. Again, it's...
What a story that guy is for the city, huh?
Just the energy level that you've seen.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so everybody gets excited about it. Let's look at the men's national team.
There you go. Back to the men's national
team. That's what I'm saying. No one's excited. This is so exciting for the city.
No, it is. I'm super excited about looking at the first preseason. Again, preseason game. Mm-hmm. Kind of give you an idea, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah. I think season tickets are through the roof as well.
Yes, absolutely. There's an open practice on Friday, 6 to 8 o'clock. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Just go to Pelicans.com. They have all the details on there as well. But it's a chance to go there, to go to practice. To your point about the excitement level and getting fans interested into your product, imagine that, just having people wanting to go to your practices. Like, I guarantee you probably Messi or Ronaldo has a practice, right? I mean,
absolutely.
And that's open,
listen,
people would go there.
It's amazing. It's amazing what this guy has done. But you got to give give the Pelicans credit for the way to position this whole organization. I mean, it had a couple of tough years, right? So it's just fantastic. Let's hope it turns into results and successful season.
Yeah, I mean, look at the grin on your face there as well. Coach Gentry, by the way, you can see him smiling in that video.
He's actually getting a night's sleep these days.
Well, just imagine, right, if I gave you a player that could just like the Zoltan. Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, that guy, first off, every MLS game the guy plays in, he's just he's ridiculous. I mean, it's men against boys.
I know.
You know, but that's my point. Imagine it. A player like that walked onto the field and said, Coach, here's your new player. You would be smiling too, wouldn't you?
I'd be sleeping at night, that's for sure.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, very good. Fantastic. Incredible.
He's so big, though. He's taller than most soccer players.
Yeah, but seems to be a very humble guy.
You know?
He seems to be such a well-read kid. I mean, just fantastic.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
At least the highlights are, for sure.
Fantastic. All right, so listen, let's get on to this U.S. men's national team. You might have to make a few calls to U.S. soccer and get you in there.
Yeah, well, you have homework. Next week, I need names. Who do you think are the next up-and-coming stars in U.S. soccer?
Okay, we'll list them next year.
There we go. Thanks, as always, for tuning us in. Matt Muscoden at the Further Views up next. Come by, have lunch with us tomorrow. Come meet Sissy. Come hang out with Jordan. And we'll have fun over at Vinny's tomorrow. Matt Muscoden, after Further Review, you are next on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.